right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Confessions of a Serial Life. I wasn't going to do any holiday episodes, so this one is going to be short and kind of weird. I'm not going to have an ad. I just want to go over something. So I'm calling this a bonus episode. So happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas. I don't know, I might do another one by Christmas. On Thanksgiving, we had the kids over. It was very small. And something happened, and I just wanted to talk about it for a second because that's kind of why I started this whole thing. So the conversation was good and kind of came back to my daughter that made a comment. She said that she thought that I just liked confrontation. And it was in regards to my husband's and my relationship and how we were together. And she didn't mean it spitefully. She meant it as she was giving me a way out. That was, you know, just how I am. That's just me. And I just,
guess
you know.
Who?
Well, there you go. There's another interruption, but I'm leaving it. So, you know, there's, it's not me. That's not how I am. But I had to kind of laugh it off and get through it because it's the holidays and you don't want to ruin the holidays. You know, you don't want to fight on the holidays. And my husband sat there and kind of agreed with it, kind of laughed it off too. And I just sat there and, you know, passed it off. I didn't think again. And I've just been thinking of it since. But what she sees is my reaction to what I'm dealing with. So I told you my husband is borderline narcissistic. So what that means is he kind of has an inferiority complex in severe forms. So if he's doing anything and I ask him a question, I mean, it can be a simple question like, what color are you going to paint that? He will go off because he thinks that that is some kind of a threat to his masculinity, a threat to his ability. He thinks I'm questioning who he is instead of just a simple question out of curiosity. In one of my recent episodes, I even started with on one of our recent road trips where he was turning the wrong way. And I said, oh, are you going to turn this way? And it started a big fight. And he was like, it was like 15 minutes of crap. And basically it stemmed down to the only reason he could give for doing that was that I asked him too nicely. I was actually supposed to say, hey, fuckhead, turn this way instead or something. Which if I would have said that, it would have been worse. So it was literally, it was like I challenged his authority even though he knew it was right. So it caused a big fight. I'm the type of person that wears my emotions on my sleeve. So whatever I have experienced, that's what you get. That's how I am for the whole day. So her vision, her thought of how I am, that's not how I am. I'm not like that with people. I wasn't like that with their dad. Sure, I was upset at their dad quite a bit because of things like, you know, us naming the dog. And then like years later after we're divorced, he says, oh yeah, I had a crazy dog named that that bit everybody. Well, why in the hell didn't you share that information? I mean, that just is crazy to me. And so, yes, I usually say it just like that. Why in the hell didn't you share that information? And that's kind of how I am in this marriage too. Because it just seems like I should be able to ask a fucking question. I should be able to make a comment. I should be able to say my opinion when you're changing my house. Or when you're changing a car, or when you're changing something. If it impacts my life, I should be able to have a view. And when I am condemned and belittled for that view, and then told later that I'm mean, that is just not how life is supposed to be. I'm not sure what is happening with this marriage. I really hope to God he grows through this and realizes, because I try to talk to him. I try to reason and rationalize and say these same points, you know, in a much kinder way. But of course, he takes those as digs. And when he does listen, then he starts this bawling fit. And honestly, I've been through so much shit in my life, I can't handle the bawling fits. Like, I can't do it anymore. I cannot listen to a husband bawl, snotty cries. I can't do it. It is too much on me. So I shut down. Like, I will walk away from you. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. If you can't be a grown up and talk through something, then fuck off. Because I'm too old. I've been through too much. And so when my daughter finally listens to this, like after I'm dead, hopefully, I don't want you to feel bad for thinking that. I just want you to have a broader perspective that the person that you are, and for everybody listening, that is a product of who you're with. I don't care who you are or what you say. It's a product of who you're with, of your circumstances. Mine is not bad. I'm not going to go and divorce him. I've been just divorced too many times. I just can't even stomach it. I just don't even know how to get through this. I'm in a corner, really. I love him. I want him to realize. And sometimes he is really good. Sometimes, you know, and he does really nice things, like, you know, makes breakfast and cleans things. And it's just anytime there's any really personal interaction, and that's when the problems start. And so I have to really kind of walk on eggshells in order to avoid that. And it's when I finally get confronted, and when I finally am pissed off, and, you know, why can't I fucking ask a question? And then that attitude is with me all day long. And then, of course, I try to buffer it, but it's still there, and that's what my kids see. And I'm not innocent. I'm sure, you know, I'm just a raging bitch sometimes, and I'm horrible, and you guys have heard all my dirty secrets. And so I'm not trying to paint me out as innocent, but I do believe that I'm not like that. I'm just not one that seeks confrontation, because I'm just like a happy-go-lucky person until I've just had my fill, and then I can't do it anymore. And really, that's all I wanted to say in this episode. Maybe I wanted to rant. So this is my bonus holiday episode, for whatever it's worth. And as I've said in many of my episodes, so if you've never listened to one of my episodes, my God, listen to my episodes, because if you haven't, you'll think I'm a raving lunatic. But you are a product of who you're with. And your circumstances add up. All of the shit that I've endured and lived through and survived, and, you know, I mean, that's all part of me now, and I just have to work through it the best I can. I just have to, you know, try to make this marriage the best I can. I don't want to be divorced again. I don't want to go through dating again. I don't want to do that. I want my husband to be the person that I thought he was when I married him. And I want to be able to talk to him. I want to be able to ask a question freely without worrying what type of wrath it's going to incur. And I don't know, that's all I wanted to say. So as always, I appreciate you letting me rant. I appreciate you letting me talk. Happy holidays, everybody. And I hope my point of taking a break from the podcast during the holidays was because I didn't want to drive up this shit. I don't want to think about this stuff during the holidays when you're supposed to be happy. But the problem is that life continues to go on and you're still faced with it daily, all the shit. And then you have to have an outlet. And so I guess I'm using this bonus episode as my outlet. So thank you for listening. Try not to listen to all the shit out there during the holidays. I just hope you happiness and health during this weird time that we're having. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.